今日带领嘅会读今日经文系嚟自创世纪十二章一到四节。我哋先用广东话读，再用英文读。
The worship leaders will read today's scripture, which comes from Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 through 4. We're going to read it. We are going to read it first in Cantonese, then in English.
创世纪十二章一到四节，耶和华对亚伯拉罕说：你要离开本地、本族、父家，往我所要指示的地方去。我必叫你成为大国，我必赐福给你，叫你的名为大，你也叫你叫别人得福。为你祝福的，我必赐福与他；那诅咒你的，我必诅咒他。地上的万族都要因你得福。亚伯兰就照着耶和华的吩咐去了，罗德也和他同去。亚伯兰出哈兰的时候，75岁。
Now the Lord said to Abram, Go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you. And I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and him who dishonors you I will curse, and in him all the families of the earth shall be blessed. So Abram went, as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him. Abram was 75 years old when he departed from Haran.
草必枯干，花必凋残，唯有我们神的话必永远立定。
The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever.
今日我哋有位少伦长老，佢要同我哋分享神嘅信息，题目系敬畏神。
Today, we will have Elder Wilson Y give us our exhortation. It is titled, Fear God.
As a history teacher, from 星期一到星期五, I always talk about the past or the stories of dead people.
Being a social studies teacher means that from Monday to Friday, I talk about the past and the dead people.
我而喺星期日裏邊可以講到呢個福音啊，講到呢個福音帶俾人嘅喜樂同埋呢個嘅盼望係一個好好嘅改變。
So it is refreshing to have the opportunity to talk about the gospel and living things, which brings hope and the joy to the people.
我一齊低頭祈禱。
Let us pray.
慈悲的父母，当我们今天来到你的圣殿的时候，求你的灵与我们同在。
Father, as we gather, may your spirit be with us.
我们都去祈祷，你的福气临到我们的身上，让你的圣灵帮助，说话的、翻译的，都能够将你的话语、将你的福音去带出来。
We pray that your blessing be poured upon us and that your spirit would assist us as weSpread your gospel.
我们这样祈祷，奉主耶稣基督名求。
We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
我们今天讲到的题目是重点是讲到创世纪第十二章第一到第四节。我们主要的是讲亚伯拉罕。
Today we'll be talking from Genesis chapter 12 verses 1 to 4.Our primary emphasis will be on Abraham.
我会讲三个基本嘅事。第一，亚伯拉罕嘅被拣选；第二，讲到佢对神呼召嘅回应；第三，敬畏神。
We will focus on three major points. First, election of Abraham. Second, acting upon God's call. And third, fear God.
亚伯拉罕嘅被拣选，佢对神呼召嘅回应。同埋佢敬畏神。
Election of Abraham, acting upon God's call and fear God.
我哋第一讲到亚伯拉罕嘅被拣选。
First, we'll talk about the election of Abraham.
好多时候，当我谂到亚伯拉罕嘅时候，我第一件事会谂到嘅，佢系信心之父。咁我会觉得佢被神拣选系一件理所当然嘅事。
When people think of Abraham.People immediately think of him as the father of faith. His being chosen by God seems to be a natural choice.
其实相反来讲，他同你同我都是一样，都是因为神的恩典同他的怜悯，他被神所拣选的一个罪人。
Quite the contrary, Abraham is just like you and me, a mere sinner chosen by God out of his grace and mercy.
在诗篇十四篇第二到第三节里面他这样说，他说耶和华从天上谁看世人，要看有明白的没有，有寻求神的没有，他们都偏离正路，一同变为污秽，并没有行善的，连一个也没有。
Psalm chapter 14 verses 2 to 3 tells us, The Lord looks down from heaven on all mankind to see if there are any who understand, any who seek God.All have turned away. All have become corrupt. There is no one who does good, not even one.
根据这个加尔文的五点，也都英文叫 Tulip， 他、作为一个改革中神学一个重点的中心，他讲过五样的、神学的原则。
According to Calvin's five points, also known as Tulip, an anchor of the Reformed faith, it illustrates some of theimportant theological ideas.
第一，他讲到人完全的无助。
First, total depravity.
第二，他就讲到这个无条件的拣选。
Second, unconditional election.
第三，有效的、这个的、赎罪。
Third, limited effectual atonement.
第四，他讲到说不可以抵挡的恩典。
Fourth, irresistible grace.
第五，他讲到这个成全保存这个圣徒。
Fifth, perseverance of the saints.
我们今天重点会讲到这个、人完全的无助。
We will focus on the first point, total depravity.
那什么叫做完全的无助呢？
What is total depravity?
根据这个西敏子信仰信条的第六章，他讲到说人的无助是源于我们的祖先亚当。
According to Westminster,Confession of Faith, Chapter 6, the depravity of man traced back to Adam, our forefather.
他说当亚当去尝试去企图不去听神的说话，去就自己、信、就自己想信的真理的时候，这个就是他的原罪。
That Adam's first sin was an attempt to have truth apart from the subjection to the word of God.
我们知道神的话语是最原本、也都最有决定性的。但是当亚当他企图不去、将自己降服在神的话语之下，他就是错了。
That God's word and interpretation of things were original and determinative.
当他去拒绝了神话语的权威，然后将他自己个人的原因摆在上面的时候，他只是说以后发生所有的事是神的错，不再是他自己的错。
That as soon as Adam sought to know apart from subjection to God's word,He was lost and wholly in error.
咁呢一种人嘅心嘅改变，我就叫做完全嘅无助。
This change in heart is called total depravity.
咁即系话人嘅佢嘅本性、因为佢做错咗之后，喺佢嘅身体、佢灵魂上边每一个层面上边受到影响。
We say that as a consequence of what Adam did, all men are by nature.Wholly defiled in all the faculties and parts of soul and body.
唔好搞错，我唔系话从此之后啲人变成好蠢或者智商好低。
By this, we do not mean that fallen man is stupid or of low IQ.
我亦都唔系话啲人去坏到一个地步，佢哋唔系再系一个人，好似变成一个魔鬼一样。
Nor do we mean human nature is so sinful in degree that nothing human remains and that he has become a pure devil.Rather than a man.
完全的无助是讲到每一个人，他在这个不只是程度上面，是一个他的整个人很广泛性的受到这个罪的影响。
That total depravity refers to the extent of the damage rather than the degree.
很简单来讲，我这里有一杯的水。
For example, I have here a cup of water.
这杯水是过滤过，很干净的。
This water is pure and filtered water.
但是如果我滴了一滴毒进去，滴到这个水里面的时候，整杯水完全都受到这个影响。
But now I put a couple of drops of poison. It will contaminate the whole cup and the water is poison.
这个就好像圣经亚当所讲的原罪，因为他一个人的罪将人类所有的人性受到影响。
As it is with the effects of Adam's first sin, it has poisoned the whole of human nature.
亚伯拉罕同你同我一样，作为亚当嘅后裔，我哋都系一个嘅罪人。
And just like us, we too are sinners.
咁第二，我哋讲到亚伯拉罕嘅家庭
，Abraham's family。
咁好多时候啊、其实咧，亚伯拉罕嘅家庭咧，唔系你同我所谂到咧系咁神圣嘅。
Abraham's family was not as godly as you and I thought it was.
亚伯拉罕的爸爸叫做他拉，他是这个罗亚的大仔闪的后人。
Abraham's father was Terah, a descendant of Shem.
他将这个家庭由吾尔的地方带到去哈兰。
And being the firstborn of Noah, they took the family away from Ur to Haran.
咁喺呢个约书亚记嘅廿四章第二节里头咧，啊，讲到呢个啊他拉系一个点样样嘅人。
In the book of Joshua, chapter 24, verse 2, it tells us what kind of person was Terah.
第二章佢咁讲，佢话约书亚对众民说：以色列的人的神如此说，古时你们的列祖，就是亚伯拉罕的拿鹤的父亲他拉。他住在大河那边侍奉别神。
When Joshua made his final speech to the Israelite leaders assembled in Shechem, Joshua recounts the history of God's formation as the Israelite nation, beginning with, "From ancient times, your fathers lived beyond the Euphrates River, namely Terah, the father of Abraham and the father of Nahor, and they serve other gods."
咁我好留意到最后一句，佢话他拉。侍奉别神。
And if we pay particular to the last verse there, they serve other gods.
另一方面啊，我哋睇下另一个人物，我哋讲到拉结。
And let us look at another person, Laban.
Rachel. 啊，喺呢个嘅创世记三十一章三十四节，我就咁样讲，佢话拉结已经把神像藏在骆驼的俘虏里，便坐在上头。拉班摸遍了帐篷，并没有摸着。拉结对他父亲说：现在我身上不便，不能在你面前起来，求主不要生气。也让拉班搜寻神像，竟没有搜出来。
So from Genesis 30, chapter 31, verse 34 to 35. Now Rachel had taken the household idols and put them in the camel's saddlebag.And she sat on them. So Laban searched through all the tents and did not find them. And she said to her father, May my lord not be angry that I cannot stand in your presence, because the way of women is upon me. So he searched but did not find the household idols.
如果你记得的话，拉结是亚伯拉罕他的兄弟的孙女。
And as you might remember,Rachel is the granddaughter of Abraham's brother.
咁我知一樣嘢，就話亞伯拉罕佢爸爸屋企啊，都係有一個敬拜神像、敬拜其他神嘅家庭。
So therefore, it tells us here that Abraham's father also worshipped household idols.
咁我so far 我哋講有兩樣嘢關於亞伯拉罕。第一，亞伯拉罕同你同我一樣啊，都係一個嘅罪人。
So,for now, we've talked about two things about Abraham. That Abraham was a sinner like you and me because we descended from Adam.
另一方面，跟很多的基督徒一样，亚伯拉罕都不是来自一个宗教的家庭。他的爸爸跟当时很多人一样，都是敬拜其他的神。
And just like many Christians in the world, Abraham did not come from a godly family.
但是因为神的恩典，他選擇了亞伯拉罕去完成一件很重要的任務。
And thanks be to God, because of his mercy and grace, he has chosen Abraham to fulfill a task.
同樣一樣的道理，可能今日，可能明日，神都會揀選你去為他完成一件很特別的任務。
And in the same way, God might choose you to fulfill a task for him today or some other day.
咁当神去拣选你嘅时候，你会点样样回应咧
？And when God chooses you, what will you do？
我哋睇下第二点啊，讲到亚伯拉罕点样去回应神。
Second point is how did Abraham respond to God's call？
在第十二章第一节里面这样说，他说耶和华对亚伯兰说，你要离开本地本族父家往我要指示你的地去。
Genesis chapter 12 verse 1 tells us, Now the Lord said to Abram, Go from your country and from your relatives and from your father's house to the land which I will show you.
我刚才讲过，亚伯拉罕在不义的地方来，咁去跟随他爸爸搬去这个哈兰。
So we said Abraham was born in Ur, and later on his father Terah moved the family to Haran.
咁但系当亚伯兰75岁嘅时候，神嚟到佢嘅面前，叫佢离开佢嘅本族本家，去到应许之地。
So at the age of 75, God came upon Abraham and called him to leave Haran and go to the promised land.
咁我会问两个问题嘅，第一，究竟亚伯拉罕知唔知道神要去边度咧？第二，当时迦南地系一个点样嘅地方咧
？So here I have two questions for you. Did Abraham know where the promised land was, and what was Canaan like at that time?
咁我哋睇下呢个希伯来书嘅第十一章第八节里边，佢咁样讲。
So let us look at Hebrews chapter 11, verse 12. Verse 8.
佢咁样讲，佢话亚伯拉罕因着信蒙召的时候，又遵命出去。往将来要得为业的地方去，出去的时候还不知往哪里去。
By faith, Abraham, when he was called, obeyed by going out to a place where he was to receive an inheritance, and he left, not knowing where he was going.
咁即是话亚伯拉罕系完全唔知道神究竟要去边一个地方，佢就去咗啦。
So therefore, Abraham did not know.Where God called him to go, but he went.
咁好多时候吓，我哋在座里边好多嘅人都可能系第一代或者系第二代嘅移民。咁我哋喺移民之前，我哋会好清楚啊，搞清楚究竟我去嘅地方系点样样，系咪一个好太平嘅地方啊？政治稳唔稳定，或者有冇呢个啊机会俾我哋去生活
？So many of us, we're either first or second generation of immigrants.When people emigrate, they choose a place which is peaceful, politically stable, and presents more opportunities for ourselves or our children.
同樣，如果你去旅行嘅時候，你都會先安排曬一切，去保證你個旅途嘅安全。啊，你都會去得好開心。
And in the same way, when we travel, we check everything first to guarantee safety, and then to have a good time.
咁但係如果我哋根據呢個嘅啊，《創世記》嘅第十二章第四節，佢咁樣講：佢話亞伯蘭就照著耶和華的吩咐去了。
In chapter 12 of Genesis, verse 4 says, "So Abram went away as the Lord had spoken to him."
好，第二點嚇，咁我哋想知道究竟當時迦南地係點樣樣嘅咧
？So secondly, how was the land of Canaan?
咁我哋睇下《創世記》嘅24章，去講到啊迦南地係點樣樣嘅。
And in Genesis chapter 24, it tells us what the land of Canaan was like.
佢又講到話亞伯拉罕佢年紀老邁，向來在一切事上耶和華都賜曲給他。亞伯拉罕對管理他全業最老的仆人說：請你把手放在我大腿底下，我要叫你指著耶和華天地的主起誓。不要为我儿子娶这迦南地中的女子为妻。
Abraham was now a very old man, and the Lord had blessed him in every way. One day, Abraham said to his oldest servant, the man in charge of his household, "Take an oath by putting your hand under my thigh. Swear by the Lord, the God of heaven and earth, that you will not marry my son to marry one of these Canaanite women."Go instead to my homeland, to my relatives, and find a wife there for my son Isaac.
咁同樣嘅事喺幾十年之後又發生咗。我喺呢個嘅創世記第28章嗰度，佢係咁樣講，第六到第八節，佢話以掃見以撒給雅各祝福，並且打發他往巴坦阿蘭去，在那裏娶妻，並要祝福的時候，吩咐他說：不要娶。迦南的女子为妻。
And after 10 years, it tells us in Genesis 28, Now Esau learned that Isaac had blessed Jacob and had sent him to Padan Aram to take a wife from there. and that when he blessed him, he commanded him, Do not marry a Canaanite woman. I, and that Jacob had obeyed his father and mother, had gone to Padan Aram.
我们见到一件事，我们不知道究竟这个迦南的女子有什么不好，但我们看到一件事，就是对于这个亚伯拉罕，对于以撒，他们来说，当地的人是他们很不喜欢的。
Yeah, we don't know really for sure what was bad about the Canaanite women, but we see that in this family, Jacob, Esau, they did not like Canaanite women.
我们可以更加看到的就是这个创世纪的15章那里，看到究竟当地的人有什么不好的地方。
And in Genesis chapter 15, it tells us what the Canaanites were like.
在第13到第16节，他这么说。
From verses 13 to 16, it tells us,
耶和华对亚伯兰说，你的确知道你的后裔必寄居别人的地，又要服侍那地的人，那地的人要苦待他们400年。我们去到16节，到了第4代，他们必回到此地，因为亚摩利人的罪孽也没有满盈。
Then God said to Abram, Know for certain that your descendants will be strangers in a land that is not theirs, where they will be enslaved and oppressed for 400 years. Then going to verse 16, Then in the fourth generation, they will return here, for the wrongdoings of the Amorite was not yet complete.
我们看回亚伯拉罕的一生的时候，他由哈兰地去到迦南地，然后跟着在约旦河的西边，在这里走来走去，住的都是亚摩利人和这个迦南人。
So we see that throughout the life of Abraham, he started from Haran and went to Canaan, and then wandered along the west bank of the Jordan River, where the Canaanites and the Amorites lived.
我们看到从创世纪其他地方去知道，这个迦南人、亚摩利人，他们很喜欢打仗，很喜欢彼此仇视。
So we learn that the Canaanites and the Amorites were often hostile and warring against one another.
他们都很出名的，他们会拜偶像，甚至将他们的儿女去献上，拿来去献祭。
They were famous for worshipping many idols, even performing child sacrifices.
甚至很多时候有一些庙祭在他们的宗教仪式当中。
And engaging in promiscuous sexual practices, which was part of their religious ritual.
而其中，所多瑪、俄摩拉有兩個很出名、罪惡滿盈的城市。
Sodom and Gomorrah were infamously sinful cities nearby.
但縱然有這麼多的不好的地方，縱然有這麼多他們不肯定的地方，當亞伯拉罕聽到神的呼召的時候，就算是75歲的年紀，亞伯拉罕立刻又因為神的應許就出去了。
So despite all these uncertainties, Abraham responded to God's call by leaving a land that he was familiar with at the age of 75. But Abraham went based on the promise of God.
其实当我看亚伯拉罕的一生的时候，我们其实没多久之前，麦牧师也都很详细讲到亚伯拉罕的故事的时候，亚伯拉罕有他的好处，也都有他失败的地方。
So when we look at the entire life of Abraham, which was given by sermon by Pastor Thomas before, we've seen that Abraham provides both positive and negative things for us.
亦都而更加重要的，其实亚伯拉罕亦都去作为一个嘅先驱，帮我哋指向耶稣基督。
But we also see how Abraham acts as a forerunner and shadow, pointing us towards Christ.
同亚伯拉罕唔同。 耶稣基督来到这个世上之前，他已经知道他有一日要钉在十字架。
Jesus Christ, on the contrary to Abraham, he knew beforehand he was going to be crucified on the cross.
但他依然选择来到这个世界上边，他选择道成肉身，去经历人一切的苦难，然后最后为到我们而死。
Jesus chose to come down to the earth, to be incarnated, to go through all the humilities of human life, and die for our sins.
在罗马书的第5章第7到第8节，他这样讲。
Romans chapter 5, verse 7 to 8 tells us,
他说为义人死是少有的， 为人人死，或者有感作的，唯有基督在我们还作罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱在此向我们显明了。
For one will hardly die for a righteous person, though perhaps for the good person someone would ever dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love towards us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
最后我们讲到敬畏神。
We now come to the last part, fear God.
其实很多地方我们可能都会跟这个亚伯拉罕很相似。
In many ways, we are like Abraham.
亚伯拉罕从神那里去拿到一个的应许，但是穷他一生他都是住在这个不同的地方，从来没有真的去到神的应许之地。
So Abraham received the promise from God, yet throughout his entire life he was living in reality, never receiving his full inheritance.
我们同样一样，当日当我们去接受基督，去我们接受了同神那个恩典的时候，我知道神有一日我们会与神同在。
We are the same. The moment we accept Christ, we receive the promise from God that one day we will be with him.
但我们今日都依然在这个世界上边过我们的生活，我们还未去到那一日是完全去与神去同在。
Yet we are still living in our current reality and yet to be with the Lord.
那我们怎么做呢？
And what are we to do then?
我们在有这个应许但我们又未去到完全与神同在这个光景里面，我们怎样做呢？
We are living in the gap between promise and reality.
答案很简单，我们要信靠神，也都要去敬畏神。
The answer is simple. Trust God and fear God.
我们看回刚才我们读过的希伯来书的第十一章第八到第十节。
Let us look at what we've read in Hebrews chapter 11, verses 8 to 10.
他这么说，他说亚伯拉罕因着信蒙召的时候就遵命出去，往将来要得为业的地方去，出去的时候还不知哪里去。他因着信又在所应许之地作客，好像在异地居住在帐篷，与那蒙一个应许的以撒、雅各一样。第十节，因为他等候那座有根基的城，又是神经营所建造的。
By faith, Abraham, when he was called, obeyed by going out to a place where he was to receive an inheritance, and he left, not knowing where he was going. By faith, he lived as a stranger in the land of promise, as in a foreign land, living in tents with Isaac and Jacob, fellow heirs of the same promise. Verse 10. For he was looking for the city which has foundations,whose architect and builder is God.
咁喺呢个诗篇廿五章第四节里边都咁样提醒我哋，佢话耶和华，求你将你的道路指示我，求你的路教训我。
Psalm 25 verse 4 reminds us, the secret of the Lord is for those who fear Him. The secret to do what God has called us to do is to fear God.And have faith in God.
咁我哋点样可以从神嗰度攞到呢个信心呢
？So how can we have faith in God？
咁如果你记得两个星期之前，郑牧师用呢个嘅诗篇用呢个嘅约翰福音第十五章去提醒过我哋。
If you remember Pastor Jin's sermon from 2 weeks ago，
佢讲到呢、这个，佢话我哋主系葡萄树，我哋系枝子。
In John chapter 15， that。Jesus gives us the picture, the perfect picture. He is the vine, and you are the branches.
咁佢话我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。常在我里面的，我也常在他里面。这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能作什么。
Jesus said, "I am the vine; you are the branches. Whoever abides in me, and I in him, he bears much fruit."
这个的枝子无论他怎样努力他怎样去将自己放在好的地方，他不可以靠他自己去为神去结果子。
This branch doesn't produce grapes by trying harder or by self-improvement or by willpower.
他唯一的方法就是跟这个的葡萄树是跟他连在一起的时候，生命就从这个的葡萄树走去枝子那里。
The branch produces fruit by one thing only.Remaining connected to the vine.
咁同樣道理透過呢個葡萄樹，呢個枝子就可以結呢個果子。
And then The life flows from the vine through the branch into the fruit.
同樣，我作為基督徒，我哋離開咗基督，我哋咩嘢都做唔到。
Similarly, as Christians, when we forsake or leave Christ, there is nothing we can do.
當我與神係一齊嘅時候，佢復活嘅能力係嘅呢個生命喺我生命裏邊去燃燒。我哋同佢一齊嘅時候，就可以有呢個嘅有同佢喺度去支取到呢個嘅資源。
When we're connected to Him, His resurrection life flows through us, and we can't help but be connected to every other branch that shares the same source.
咁我哋睇翻亚伯拉罕嘅一生嘅时候，虽然佢唔系嚟自一个基督化嘅家庭，但系当佢去认识主，佢就即刻去敬畏神。
So as we look at Abraham's life, even though he did not come from a godly family, once he committed to God, he feared God.
正如上面所讲，当时嘅迦南地嗰个地方嘅人系一个信好多神嘅人。但是当亚伯拉罕每去到一个地方的时候，他做的第一件事就是筑一个坛去敬畏神。
So as we mentioned before, the Canaan Abraham entered was not a polytheistic place to live in, but everywhere he pitched his tent, Abraham chose to worship God first.
我们在创世纪十二章七节、八节、十三章、十五章都看到每一次亚伯拉罕去到每一个地方去做的第一件事就是筑坛去敬畏神。
So in Genesis chapter 12, verse 7, 8, chapter 13 and 15, we see that Abraham chose to worship God first.
咁我哋今日所身处嘅呢个社会呢、这个世界，越嚟越去敌挡基督，越嚟越对神所讲嘅，对于神系漠不关心嘅时候，我哋今日喺公众嘅地方，我哋有冇企紧站立得稳呢？
Our society has progressively become more anti-Christ or indifferent to God. Are we standing firm on our faith in public today?
另一方面，我亦都睇到喺創世記裏邊去記載到當亞伯拉罕喺佢嘅路上去行走嘅時候，佢亦都慢慢，佢亦都去發展出好多神嘅嘅位格出嚟。
And we see that being on the path. He followed God faithfully.
And then he had developed.
Many communicable attributes.
我们看到第一，他对神一直的信实；第二，他爱他的家庭；第三，他对于他的侄子的罗德的对他好怜悯。
Yes, he was faithful to God. He loved his family.Had compassion toward his nephew Lot.
亦都对于当时呢个迦南地好多嘅皇帝佢对佢哋亦都有恩典，有怜悯。
He treated those Canaanite kings with mercy and grace.
咁我哋今日系点样样咧
？How about you today？
我哋今日当我哋系喺呢个属灵嘅道路去行走嘅时候，我哋系咪过紧一个嘅生命系配得上基督嘅咧
？So in our spiritual life, are we growing and living a life？Worthy of Christ at home.
无论喺屋企、喺教会或者喺翻工嘅地方
，whether at home, at church, or at work.
亚伯拉罕系一个好富有嘅人，亦都系一个好精明嘅一个嘅生意嘅人。
Abraham is a rich man, a shrewd businessman.
但系佢最重要嘅，无论佢嘅环境系点样样，佢永远将神放喺佢生命嘅首位。
Yet he loves God the most by giving up his comfortable life.
佢喺七十五岁嘅时候离开咗佢居住咗好多年嘅哈兰地，去回应神嘅呼召。
And at the age of 75, he left his land Haran to follow the promise of God.
我哋今日好多人都开始好忙碌，为到我哋嘅将来，为到我哋退休去计划。
And as many of us are planning our future, our retirement.
咁喺你嘅計劃裏邊有冇神喺入邊咧
？Do you include God in your plan？
其實亞伯拉罕去走嘅路同一個基督徒要行嘅路好相似。
So the Christian walk with God is very much like the journey of Abraham。
或者係甚至好似係以色列人喺曠野要走嘅路一樣。
or even the exodus of the Israelites.
我條路好長，我哋唔知道將來會係點樣樣。
The path will be long. We do not know what the future will hold.
我哋可能會好驚，亦都好有好多嘅投訴。
We may be scared and complaining.
咁令我諗起就話咧，我自己嘅屋企啲人咧，佢哋好中意做兩樣嘢。第一就去爬石，第二咧就去遠足。
It reminds me that what my family likes to do, that is hiking and rock climbing.
我有幾個兒生女同埋我仔，佢好中意去爬石。
A few of my nieces and my son love rock climbing.
每次佢哋爬到一個新嘅高峰嘅時候咧，佢哋咧就好開心。
They are thrilled when they reach new heights.
佢哋但係佢哋都清楚知道每跳嘅每一次都有危險喺後邊。亦都係喺每一嚿石嘅後邊，你唔知道係點樣樣。
Yet there are dangers waiting for them in every jump and behind every rock。
咁我啱啱收到一個嘅 Christmas card 咁我其中一個兒生女個 husband， 佢竟然咧喺呢個40尺嘅山上面咧跌咗落嚟。
Oh, I just received a message recently that my cousin's husband, niece husband, fell 40 feet。
咁好彩，佢淨係斷咗一隻腳趾。
Good thing all he did was break a toe。
咁我都唔敢話俾我仔聽，好唔好叫佢去爬石。
I'm afraid to tell my son Teddy so that you know he may stop rock climbing。
咁同樣道理爬石固然有佢危險性，但另一方面當你要去遠足行一條好長嘅路嘅時候，條路可能好長，可能好苦悶。
Yes。On the other hand, it may supply excitement when we reach new heights. But at the same time, when the path is flat and long, people may complain and they are bored.
正如好似我同我仔每次遠足，佢永遠都問幾時行完，幾時行完啊，行完未啊
？My son is always asking, "Are we done? Are we done yet?"
其實好多時候，我哋人生嘅路好似遠足，好似爬石一樣。
Our life journey is very much like hiking and rock climbing.
我哋每一步都要去信靠神。
In every step of the way, we have to trust God.
因為我真係唔知道我聽日會係點嘅樣。
Because we do not know what will happen tomorrow.
我哋從來都唔知道究竟亞伯拉罕佢幾時去信靠神。
We don't know when Abraham accepted and trusted God.
佢縱然佢嘅家庭唔係一個完全一個信奉神嘅家庭。
And even his entire family was not fully trusting.
咁但係佢一信咗神之後，佢知道呢一個係唯一一個又活又真嘅一個嘅神。
But once he trusted God, he knows God is living and real.
容許我去講一個嘅故事結束我哋今日。
Let me tell you a story as we come to a close.
咁嚟自一個好一個嘅故仔叫做頸鏈。
The title of this short story is The Necklace.
咁佢講到有一個喺法國有一個中產階級嘅婦女，佢叫做 Matilda。
So in France, there was this middle-class woman named Matilda.
咁佢好靚，但係佢成日為到生活上邊佢冇嘅嘢，佢好唔開心。
So Matilda is a beautiful lady, but is discontented with her life.
佢成日都希望有好多嘅錢有好多嘅榮華。社會上面好多人識佢。
So she always dreams of wealth, glamour, and social prestige.
有一日，佢嘅丈夫翻嚟屋企，話俾佢聽，原來咧佢收到一個請帖，嗰個嘅部長請佢哋去嗰一年一度嘅一個嘅波。
And one day, her husband surprises her with an invitation to a social grand ball.
咁 Matilda 好勤力，好努力去揾佢要啱嘅衫，揾每一樣嘅嘢。最後佢向一個朋友借咗條好靚好靚嘅頸鏈去參加呢一個嘅宴會。
So Matilda wanted to diligently complete her look. Matilda borrows an expensive-looking necklace from her good friend.
咁喺翻到屋企好晚晚都開心，但係翻到屋企之後，佢發現唔見咗條頸鏈。
And after a night of dancing, upon returning home, Matilda discovers that she has lost the necklace.
佢哋揾得好辛苦，但係咧完全揾唔到一條頸鏈。
She panicked, and she and her husband searched extensively, but unsuccessfully, they did not find it.
咁最後咧喺一間嘅珠寶行揾到一條咧差唔多係 持續十嘅頸鏈，但係咧需要係36,000嘅法郎。
But they were able to locate an almost identical necklace, which cost them over 36,000 francs.
咁為咗要俾呢條頸鏈嘅費用，佢哋借咗好多錢。
So to pay for the necklace, they had to borrow a lot of money.
咁佢哋要還債，於是佢哋將個女僕佢辭咗去，搬咗去一個好立踏嘅一個嘅房，亦都係做好長嘅工。
So in order to repay their debt, they dismissed their maid. They moved to a small shabby apartment and they took long hours of grueling work.
咁經過咗十年之後，佢卒之去還曬呢啲嘅債。
And after 10 years, they finally repaid the debt.
咁但係十年之後 ，Matilda 變咗個一個好衰老嘅一個嘅人。
And of course, after 10 years, Matilda had lost her youthful beauty.
咁佢最後有一日佢卒之唔使去星期日去翻工，佢去到呢個嘅 park 撞翻佢十年前佢借頸鏈嘅呢一個朋友。
So after being debt free, one day Matilda encounters her friend by chance in the park.
咁佢個朋友見到佢嘅時候，佢完全認唔到佢嘅樣。
And her friend barely recognizes Matilda.
咁 Matilda 話俾佢聽：你知唔知我會搞成咁啊？佢就將成件事去話俾佢聽。
And Matilda tells her friend, "Do you know how I got this way?" And she begins to tell her the story.
都話其實我唔見咗你當日借俾我條頸鏈，我於是借錢去用咗十年嘅時間去還債，賠翻一條頸鏈俾你。
So Matilda tells the truth about losing the necklace and how she worked so hard to replace it.
佢個朋友聽到之後好驚。
Her friend was horrified to hear the story.
佢話其實我借俾你嗰條頸鏈係一條假嘅頸鏈。
Because the necklace I loan you was also fake.
佢話只係最多都係500嘅啫。
At most, it was only $500.
對於你今日你認識神嘅人，我恭喜你。
So, to those of you who believe, congratulations.
我希望你都繼續喺你行與神同行嘅路上邊去建立你嘅信仰。
And I pray that you will continue to fear God and build your faith in Him.
亦都對於嗰啲未認識主嘅人，我希望你唔會好似 Matilda。
And to those who are seeking God or have not come to know God, don't be like Matilda.
唔好去為呢個世界嘅嘢去放棄你一切。
Do not forsake everything in this world.
唔好為咗一條假嘅頸鏈，十年去忙忙碌碌嘅工作。
Do not work so hard for a fake necklace.
你會唔會考慮好似亞伯拉罕一樣呢？去信靠，將你嘅一生去信靠神。
Will you consider imitating Abraham, who has trusted God his entire life?
亦都係因為咁嘅緣故，佢喺今日喺將來去俾受神嘅福氣。
So that he can be blessed by God now and in the future.
我哋可能今日喺呢個世界上邊，我哋係寄居嘅。
We might still be sojourning in this world.
我哋可能係離開咗我哋天國嘅家庭好遠。
We are exiles from our heavenly home.
但我祈禱就係話，你嘅心今日將你嘅帳篷係捉喺神嘅上邊。
But we pray that we may all our hearts pitch our tents in the Lord.
我哋低頭祈禱。
Let us pray.
慈悲嘅父，我哋感謝你俾我哋有亞伯拉罕嘅故事。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the story of Abraham.
佢雖然喺世界上面係寄居，但佢知道佢向緊邊一個方向去。
Even though he was a sojourner, he knew where his home was.
我哋都去祈禱我哋每一個人喺我哋成聖嘅路上邊，我哋知道我哋行緊邊一個嘅方向。
We also pray that in our Christian walk, we also know where we're headed to.
我哋都去祈禱，我哋喺成聖嘅路上邊，我哋將你所俾我哋嘅恩賜、我哋嘅福氣，去將佢去建立起嚟。
That we can build up by you giving us more blessing and faith.
而最重要嘅係，我哋係真係敬畏你。
And the most important thing is to fear you.
我咁嘅祈禱，奉主耶穌基督名求。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.